John, in your radio notes, the Dynamic Church, you have some messages there, and you give seven principles for doing the Lord's work in the Lord's way.
1 Corinthians 16.
Right. And one of those principles is an acceptance of opposition as a challenge. And you said accept opposition as a challenge. Then you say find a church where the Word of God is not taught, or a church that doesn't have a biblical leadership structure, and instruct them in the truth. Now, I can see your viewpoint from a pastor.
And that's the intention of what I say. When I gave that message, okay. I was speaking to pastors, to people who were looking at ministry.
Well, that's the way I thought.
Right.
Mostly, I didn't know if you applied that to lay people.
That's a good question. To lay people, I'd say if you're not being taught the Word of God faithfully, get out of there and get someplace where you can. But see, what happens with young men is, I've had so many young guys come to me and say, well, I don't want to go to that church. They got problems. You know, well, and I always say to them, if you find a church that doesn't have problems, don't go or they'll have problems.
Right.
I mean, if they've already reached perfection, stay away. You can only mess it up. So, you know, the typical young pastor wants a perfect situation. And what Paul is saying in 1 Corinthians 16 is, I have to stay in Ephesus because there's so much trouble here. I got to get it straightened out.
Right.
And the challenge of the ministry is not to go where everything is as it ought to be, but to go where everything isn't as it ought to be and make it what it ought to be. Now, there are limitations to that. You can go in and fight a losing battle and wind up throwing your pearls before swine all the time. If you're in a church where people refuse to respond to the Word of God, you know, that's a problem from even a preacher standpoint. Then there are churches like that where you're bouncing the stuff off rocks. There's no question about that. I mean, the Apostle Paul said, you know, he shook the dust off his feet, you remember, and left and said, I'm going to the Gentiles because you will not hear. So there is that possibility. But I agree with you. If you're in a situation where you bring the Word of God to the situation and they're not interested in that, you need to be in a place where you can be fed and you can be taught. I'm glad you asked that.
Thank you.
That's great.